Well, Basie needed a alto player. We were in the Strand at the same time. Band was at its lowest ebb. So I got to thinking about my old buddies back home, you know. And I said, yeah, I got an alto player for you. Now, Ernie never played alto, but he was a great tenor player. So I called him out of Basie's dressing room while Basie was taking a steam shower. And, of course, the steam, she could hear what I was saying. So I called Ernie, and I said, hey, man, you want to come join Basie's band? He said, oh, man, don't be kidding with me. I said, oh, I'm very serious. So he said, are you serious? I said, yeah, but you got to come here right away and bring Jimmy with it. Jimmy, too? I said, yeah. I said, but you got to get an alto. Alto, yes, an alto. Don't scream, because you got to get an alto. And he said, well, okay. I finally convinced him that I was serious, and I knew that he really wanted to do it. So I told him, take a train right now tonight and come to New York, 47th Street, and you're not too far from Penn Station. And then I'll come on over to the hotel. Then we'll go to the hotel, the theater in the morning. So they took a train that night and got there the next morning. And I took them in, Ernie and Jimmy, and I said, Bass, this is your new alto player and your new trombone player. They couldn't make it last night because they were out on a gig. I didn't tell them they came from St. Louis, you know. So he said, yeah, okay. And I said, in case the two arrangers were Jimmy Mundy and I can never call this cat's name. I call him Boot Whip so much, I can never think of his name. Well, anyhow, everybody knows who the other writer was. I said, in case they get too busy, this cat can write, and then he can help them out in the writing. He said, yeah, okay. All right. So shortly after that, he said, I think I'll give this kid the chance to do something. So he called Ernie and asked Ernie to write something for our newly acquired singer, who was Joe Williams at the time. And he wrote Every Day I Have the Blues. And from that point on, the band was catapulted right back to the top, where it's been ever since.